This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2018 Taurus New Moon. The Taurus New Moon takes place on May 15, 2018 at 4:47 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 7:47 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 11:47 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 14 degrees Taurus 36 minutes. The Taurus New Moon invites us to savor the sensuality and physicality of existence. If only it would allow us to mosey over and sample them in our own sweet time. Not this year. We're catapulted onto solid ground with a blast fit for a space capsule re-entering Earth's atmosphere for landing, or a cyclone dropping Dorothy's farmhouse onto a technicolor terrain unlike any she's seen. Not to mention on top of a witch, a symbol that might become relevant. This moon's energies are uncommonly highly charged for the sign and allow little chance for snoozing or otherwise missing the excitement. They may, in fact, send us running in search of solid ground, or hugs, or bread and chocolate. The propelling force is part of the chaos that ushers in this new moon, which doubles as a goodbye party for Uranus and Aries. The cosmic rebel, awakener, and liberator has been in Molotov cocktail-throwing mode since he entered the sign in 2010. All his disruptive, awakening, and liberating propensities are at max and beyond as he wraps up his time in Aries. He'll be back late in the year for an epilogue, but this moment is the grand finale, encapsulating what the last 8 years have been about and blowing up remaining tethers to previous ways of being. That's why the atmosphere has been so crazed, faster than fast-paced, and littered with broken glass lightning bolts and whiplash-inducing news drops, messages, and epiphanies. Thought life couldn't get more crazy? Think again. Uranus's exit begins with a conjunction to Mercury, ruler of what goes into our minds and out of our mouths, as well as how we get around. It's the meeting of two cosmic tricksters, crazy uncle and wily nephew, blowing our minds, exploding our perspectives, and, amid the hubbub, birthing genius and innovation. The planet's conjunction is exact on May 13, 2 days before the new moon, and continues with the meeting by declination on the 16th, the day after. The new moon comes amid this, with the Big Bang, the explosion that shoots the capsule into re-entry, the cyclone that uproots and swirls and transports us all. The tight, action-demanding square between the two most fractious forces in the sky, Uranus, current star of the show, and Mars, ruler of our drive and action and, let's not forget, god of war. It's as if they're using each other as a push-off into their next tours of duty. This contact would be powerful at any degree. Coming at the very end of the signs intensifies the shove. Mars is at the last degree of Capricorn, where he will return late this summer during his retrograde, and on the verge of Aquarius, where he will spend most of the rest of the year. Destination land is set by an easy flow between the moon and Mars. Both are focused and insistent from recent contacts they've had with the clarifying scythe of Pluto, lord of all that lies beneath and cosmic agent of unavoidable change. And they could end something. Like dropping a house on an evil witch. The linkages serve as the benediction after a graduation ceremony, with the moon and Mars escorting us out of the Uranus in Aries era and the upheaval he kicked up with Pluto from 2012 to 2015. Time to move on. Time to move into the physical constructs that now exist in the wake of, because of, that upheaval. We land in them not 4 hours after the new moon, when Uranus moves into Taurus and his electric, disruptive energy takes on the trappings of the slowest and most concrete of the Earth signs. Most of us have not lived through this odd couple because Uranus hasn't been in Taurus since the beginning of the 1940s. We've all been living through the buildup, though. Uranus in Aries, especially with his aspects last year, has been firing up a drive towards self-actualization, be who you are, be all you can be. He's been preparing us for where we find ourselves now. Take it in once you catch your breath and pull yourself up. Take it in with all your senses. And set your mind and intentions for what you would like to have grow in this new terrain. No falling back on the usual list either. You are in a new phase and a new world, and they require new approaches. What would make present time you feel safe and secure? What does present time you want more of? What would present time you enjoy? update your druthers, settle into your body, and experience life through it. You've been through a lot to get here. Enjoy it. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my mailing list, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.